From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ji Abili reporting. Turkey's ruling party has claimed victory on a referendum granting broad new powers to President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. With preliminary vote tallies completed and celebrations erupting in Istanbul, Erdogan told cheering supporters that the Yes camp has secured 25 million votes, 1.3 million more than those cast by opponents of the sweeping changes. He also said the referendum had ended Turkey's decades-long history of military intervention in government. The yes vote means the Turkish parliament will be largely sidelined. The prime minister and cabinet will be abolished, and ministers will be directly appointed by the president and accountable to him. The president will also set the budget. The United States is calling on other countries, including Russia and Pakistan, not to support the Taliban in their bid to perpetuate the long war in Afghanistan. U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster made the remarks Sunday after talks with Afghan leaders on his first trip to Kabul since taking office.
As all of us have hoped for many, many years, we've hoped that Pakistani leaders will understand that it's in their interest to go after these groups less selectively than they have in the past, and that the best way to pursue their interests in Afghanistan and elsewhere is through diplomacy, not through the use of proxies that engage in violence.
National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster. Afghan officials said the discussion focused on bilateral security matters, fighting regional terrorism, and strengthening the Afghan National Defense and Security Forces, or ANDSF. McMaster's visit follows calls by U.S. military commanders for adding a few thousand more troops in Afghanistan. This is VOA News.